Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how can football be more welcoming to people with disabilities? Close your eyes for a minute and think back to the best atmosphere you've ever experienced at a football match. The deafening roar of the crowd, being jam-packed with thousands of others all screaming for the same thing. The beauty of an evening under the floodlights.
Trippier. Sterling making a dart. Walker in there too. Might come to Luke Shaw!
Watching on TV is great, but can it compare with being there? Not for many of us. But what if you have autism or another disability? The noise, crowds and bright lights are the very things that can trigger not just excitement, but overwhelming distress. A live football match might be the last place to go to. Until, that is, people like John Helliwell made a difference. John is a disability liaison officer with Sheffield United. His job? To make football more accessible to people who are marginalised by society. You see, attitudes are changing. Just because the environment at a football match is difficult for a person with autism doesn't mean they shouldn't be there. It doesn't mean they wouldn't want to see their heroes in the flesh, just like anybody else. So, what is being done for them? Well, the picture is patchy, but some clubs, like Sheffield United, are making huge strides in the right direction. John has a background in working with vulnerable people. He was appointed as fan engagement lead at Sheffield United 3.5 years ago, before moving to his current position 6 months ago. Working alongside the Disabled Supporters Group, he's been able to lobby for a sensory room for those with additional needs. It's meant that Sheffield United has joined a growing number of football clubs, such as Sunderland, Chelsea, Arsenal and Watford, who've installed sensory rooms. At Sheffield United, this calm, safe space is located in the corner of the family stand. It's a small, soundproof room with a big window and a magnificent view of the pitch. It holds 5 supporters, plus a carer for each one. There's dim lighting, a bubble corner, and tactile panels with different shapes and textures. John showed me around the newly installed room.
And this is a little breakaway space, which is our little kind of breakaway den. It's just if they become a little bit overwhelmed and they want to take a little bit of a time out, they can go into the den. We've got like a special weighted blanket in there, which is soft, a little bit heavier. Again, it's all that kind of touchy feel kind of thing. And then obviously we've got some UV lighting as well, some nice little things in there for them to play with. So that's a nice little space.
The sensory room is an ideal place for those with autism. The club is now getting inquiries from schools and community groups about hiring the room during the week. But on match day, the idea is to help gradually acclimatise those with additional needs to live football. That's where the room is different to others you'd find in the community.
Because obviously the whole idea of the sensory room is for them to come to the match in a nice safe space, but then the whole emphasis is to help and encourage them to go and watch the match normally, so to speak, outside in the football environment.
And the response to the sensory room at Sheffield United proves that this is no box-ticking exercise. John says that the room was booked up until after Christmas, only 2 weeks from the launch date. The demand hugely outweighs the availability for the sensory room. Surely this proves that other clubs should follow suit. And the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, and that's from people both with and without additional needs.
Yeah, as I said, it couldn't have been much better, really. We had We had a family come in a couple of weeks ago now, a family of four. They had two boys who had both got autism, and it's one of the first times they've been able to attend a football match. And for a family to be able to have that opportunity to come and not have to worry about their children struggling in the stands or having to leave early or anything like that, they just found it an absolute invaluable asset for them. They're actually wanting to book on every game, which is difficult, as you can imagine.
With the room so popular, there are plans to see if some of those with autism might transfer to the stands if properly supported by equipping them with ear defenders and fidget spinners. The club shop is also responding. Following the lead of many supermarkets, it provides an autism hour with low lighting, less noise and more space. And there's more. John says they are improving the toilets and working with partners to provide commentary for the hard of hearing. Now, he says, these kinds of adaptations are requirements, not luxuries. With increasing awareness generally of the needs of people with autism and other disabilities, it's hard to argue. It's inevitable that going to a live football match is more difficult for some than others. But clubs like Sheffield United are looking beyond the label of disability to make football more accessible.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? And while you're there, drop us a rating and review on your chosen podcast platform. Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Jeevan Vasagat. On the Slow Newscast from Tortoise, I tell the story of the nuclear power plant that's become a pawn in Russia's war with Ukraine.
They attached one cable to my little finger with a black binder clip and another to my earlobe.
And the people caught in the middle.
And they begin to ask the same question over and over.
Listen now to the Slow Newscast, wherever you get your podcasts.